Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topic, where, as you can see on the screen behind me, today we're going to be talking about this very, very hot topic, this idea of modern-day healings. One of the fastest-growing, one of the largest movements, not only in Protestantism today, but it's also spilled over into both the Orthodox and Catholic denominations. This fast-growing, large movement is called the Signs, Wonders, and Miracles Movement, where in this movement, the leaders call themselves modern-day apostles. They also claim to be able to have the power that the apostles in the New Testament had. Therefore, they claim that they also can heal people like the apostles did, like Jesus did. They claim that they can raise the dead. They claim that they can command inclement weather to leave. They claim that they have the same type of gifts and power that the early apostles had. And so, when it comes to this topic today, modern day healings, the question is, do I believe in modern day healings? The answer is, depending upon how it's defined. Do I believe that our Lord today heals people? Absolutely. In fact, the greatest healing our Lord is doing is in the spiritual realm, right? He is raising people from the spiritual dead, from being spiritually dead, and by his divine grace, he's making them spiritually alive. There's no greater healing, right? So of course our Lord is healing today, but his healings are primarily in the spiritual realm where he is taking dead people and making them alive by his divine grace. Does that mean I don't believe in physical healings from our Lord today? Absolutely not. Of course I believe in that. I believe that our Lord is all powerful. I believe that there is absolutely no disease out there today that our Lord cannot heal if it is according to his will to do so. Our Lord is not limited by cancer. Our Lord is not limited by deformities. Our Lord is not limited by death. Our Lord is not limited by any modern day disease. But the question is, does the Lord still heal today in the physical realm the way he and his apostles did back 2,000 years ago? And my answer to that is no. No. Again, let me clarify. I believe our Lord heals. That's why we pray, right? My father-in-law just recently had lung surgery. He's been in and out of the hospital with complications over the last few weeks. I'm praying for him all the time. I'm praying that the Lord would be compassionate and merciful and give the doctors wisdom and discernment to be able to properly handle these complications. I'm praying that the Lord will graciously bestow upon my father-in-law peace and comfort as he's going through these complications. And I am also praying that our Lord, if it is according to his will, that our Lord would completely heal my father-in-law, get him out of the hospital so he can go forward living a healthy life in his older age. But the key is, I'm praying if it's the Lord's will, right? And so, of course, we pray. We are trusting in God's sovereignty. We are trusting in God's omniscience, his omnipotence. But as a pastor, I do not have the spiritual giftings or the spiritual power to go into the hospital where my father-in-law is right now to lay hands on him and boom, say, you're healed. I don't have that power. And neither do these so-called modern-day healers. Well, Andrew, how can you say that? That's being judgmental. No. You have to understand why our Lord gave to his apostles and some who were associated with his apostles, why our Lord gave to them and them alone these what we would call miraculous giftings. We believe in ministry giftings, right? We still have the gift of teaching. We still have the gift of leadership. We have the gift of mercy and so forth. Those are ministry gifts. But the miraculous gifts, you know, signs, wonders, and miracles, which our Lord and his apostles performed, I believe those gifts ceased when the Bible was completed and the last living apostle, the apostle John, died, which, by the way, was around the same time as the scripture was completed. Our Lord gave to his apostles the power, the authority to heal diseases and to cast out demons, to perform miracles. Why? To validate the message they were preaching about Christ until the canon of Scripture was completed. What do I mean? Imagine the Apostle Paul back then going into a place like Corinth, pagan place. Okay? Well, they don't know about, many of those pagans didn't know about the promise of the coming Messiah. And here comes Paul, and he says, I'm an apostle of Christ. Great. What's an apostle? Who's Christ? Oh, Jesus Christ is the God-man who went to the cross to pay for our sins, died the death we deserve. 3 days later, he rose from the dead, paying for our sins in full. Wait a second, these pagans would say to Paul. You mean to tell me that you're trying to convince me that there's a person who died, who was raised from the dead, and who lives forevermore? Yeah, Paul would say, that's what I'm trying to tell you. He's the Messiah. And they would say, prove it. Prove it. Well, how was the Apostle Paul able to prove that the message he preached about Christ was a true message? Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. We get our answer. The Apostle Paul says very clearly that the signs of a true apostle, as opposed to many of the false apostles who were roaming around back then, and unfortunately even today, Paul said the signs of a true apostle, he tells the believers in Corinth, were performed among you with all perseverance. He said, I did signs, wonders, and miracles. Our Lord gave to his apostles certain power and authority to perform miraculous signs, wonders, and miracles. Why? To validate the message that they were preaching about Christ and to prove that they were true apostles of Christ as opposed to the false ones. Remember, when the Apostle Paul was out preaching about Christ and planting churches, when Peter was doing that, right? The scriptures weren't finished yet. The New Testament wasn't finished yet. It was in the process of being completed. Therefore, Paul would preach about Jesus and he would then perform miracles that would validate the message he preached about Jesus. People would go, wait a second, this guy must be a true apostle. He must be teaching about the true Savior, the true Messiah we believe. In fact, the same thing is said by the writer of Hebrews. In Hebrews chapter 2, the writer of Hebrews says this very thing. In verse 4, he said, God testified with them, with the apostles, confirmed the message they were preaching about Christ as they went throughout the Greco-Roman Empire. God testified with the apostles. How? By signs, wonders, and various miracles, and by the gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. Again, Scripture tells us that God validated the message the apostles were preaching about Christ. How? By performing signs, wonders, and miracles through the apostles of Christ, so that people would believe that Jesus is the true Messiah and that the apostles were the true apostles of Christ. And again, this was all done until the New Testament was finished. Well, once the New Testament was finished, and the disciples of the apostles, Polycarp, who was a disciple of the apostle John, Clement of Rome, who was a disciple of Peter and even Paul, these, they're called apostolic fathers. When they went out after the apostles died and preached about a Jesus who had been raised from the dead and preached about a Jesus who is the only Messiah, and the people would say, okay, prove it, Papias of Hierapolis, another apostolic father, prove to us that, you know, you have the right information, that you got it from the apostles, and prove it to us that Jesus is the Messiah. You know how these disciples of the apostles were able to prove that Jesus is the Messiah? They had the completed canon of Scripture. And therefore, they did not have to perform signs, wonders, and miracles, because they had that which they needed to confirm the message they were preaching. And it's the same today, right? When I go to a Roma gypsy village and I start talking about Jesus Christ, who went to the cross and was punished in our place and so forth, I don't need to give additional proof that I'm preaching the true Jesus. Why? The gypsies can read this themselves, right? And so when it comes to those people who claim to have the same miraculous gifts as the apostles had and that Jesus had, those who say they have those gifts today, here's my question. Why would God give you those gifts today? Why do you need them? To validate that the Jesus you're proclaiming is the real Jesus? You have all the proof you need. 66 books of the Bible. Oh, you need those gifts because you want to be able to put on a show, charge money, and make outlandish claims that you have the power to heal people because you're a modern-day apostle? So you rent out stadiums, you charge all kinds of money, you market this big event through the media, promising that the Holy Spirit is going to show up at your event as though you can control the Holy Spirit, and then you're going to warm up the crowd with about 3 hours of mind-numbing music to get people in that emotional state where they're going to believe anything. And then you're going to parade people up on the stage, people who have been pre-screened, and you're going to claim that they're healed because of your power and just because you use the name of Jesus. And then, in order to back yourself, in case these people experience the same problems they had when they came to the event, that suddenly, maybe because of psychosomatic emotional feelings, they start to feel better. It's just a short time. By the time they get home, or the next day, or the next week, they're still experiencing the same problems they had when they came, before they came. And suddenly somebody complains and says, well, I thought you said I was healed. And you back yourself by saying, well, I did my part. Oh, you didn't do your part. You didn't have enough faith. These modern-day healers claim to have the same power and authority that Jesus had given to his apostles. That's a lie. These modern-day healers claim to be able to heal people of diseases, cast out demons, even raise the dead, the same way the apostles of Jesus did 2,000 years ago. That's a lie. These modern-day healers are in it for the money. Andrew, you're being critical. Well, hear me out. If they had the true miraculous gifts that the apostles had, if they had them today, these guys, why do they need to market an event through the media? Why do they need to rent out a stadium? Why do they need to charge money? If they have the gift to heal people, like they claim, why not just go to the local children's hospital? No media, no marketing, no money. why not just go to the children's hospital and empty every room by healing every child, including those who are dying because of cancer? Just go. You empty out a hospital based upon your ability to heal somebody, and there is verifiable proof that these healings are instantaneous and complete, just like the healings that Jesus and his apostles did. If you're able to do that, guess what? I'll believe you. But there's not one so-called modern-day healer today who will take me up on that offer. Why? Because they know they can't do it. And so many lives have been destroyed because of false promises, false guarantees made by these false teachers and false apostles today. And again, they won't take the hit if something doesn't work out. They will blame the people. You just didn't have enough faith. You didn't sow a big enough faith seed with money. You didn't have enough faith. Or the people who did not experience the healing that they had been promised they had experienced, they turn their anger towards God. So how about that? The healer just goes to the next city. He goes and she goes and puts on their next show and scams more people out of money. Now look, I know that what I'm saying is very harsh, but you know what? Romans 16. What I'm doing is biblical. I am trying to protect people from that which is not of God. In fact, Romans 16, verse 17, Paul was talking about false teachers, false prophets, and he said to the Christians in the church there, he said, keep your eye on those who cause dissensions and hindrances contrary to the teaching which you have learned, and turn away from them. For such men are slaves, not of the Lord Christ, but of their own appetites. By their smooth and flattering speech, they deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting. Paul was commanding the believers there in Rome. He said, keep your eye on these type of people, false teachers, deceivers, people who are in it to satisfy their own appetites. Paul said, keep your eye on them. In the Greek, it literally means to scope them, mark them, so that the unsuspecting are aware of these false teachers and they don't get sucked in by them. And so that's what I'm doing right now. Look, these modern day healers are making promises that are not from God. These modern day healers are making guarantees that are not from God. These modern day healers are saying they're doing this in the name of God, and they're not. Well, wait a second, Andrew. I'm aware of certain, okay, maybe somebody wasn't raised from the dead, or maybe they weren't healed of cancer. But look, Andrew, I saw some stuff happen at one of these events, and it seems like this was some sort of sign from, let me show you, 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2, the Apostle Paul warns the believers about the Antichrist, right? Who is anti-Jesus Christ, right? Anti, not only is he opposed to Christ, but he will try to substitute himself as Christ. In the Greek, that's what it means, anti, right? And Paul describes how you can recognize the Antichrist or the spirit of the Antichrist who's already in the world. Look what he says here. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, starting in verse 8, he's talking about the Antichrist, the lawless one. He says that, verse 9, that he is coming in accord with the activity of Satan. Obviously, the Antichrist is doing the works of Satan, right? And what are those works that the Antichrist, the spirit of the Antichrist, is already in the world? What are these works he's doing for Satan? Watch. Power, signs, and false wonders. And with all the deception of wickedness for those who perish. Why do they perish? Because they did not receive the love of the truth. They wanted to chase the spectacular, the signs, the wonders, the miracles, the healings, the resurrections. Paul says, and he said this 2,000 years ago under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, these things that were happening in the world back then, that are happening in the world now, he said these are signs and false wonders. They come from the spirit of the Antichrist. Can God heal? Of course. That's why we pray. That's what I said at the beginning. Greatest healing is spiritual healing, right? Raising people from the dead spiritually. Giving them new life. But this, these healing services and signs, wonders, and miracles movement, it's not of the Lord. Scripture tells us. Well, Andrew, Paul was talking just to a specific church in Thessalonica. You know, do you have anything else, Andrew? How about the very words of Jesus Christ himself? Matthew 24. Our Lord warned his apostles back then, and these warnings are obviously still valid for us today. Matthew 24, verse 24, Jesus said, as we're getting closer to the end times, which we obviously are, he said, false Christs and false prophets will arise. Okay, what are they going to do? Jesus tells us, they will show great signs and wonders so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect. Praise God, it's not possible to mislead the elect. And Jesus said, verse 25, behold, I have told you this in advance. None of us should be surprised. And again, that's why I can speak with such confidence and clarity about these modern day charlatans. Again, our Lord gave to his apostles and some who were closely associated to them certain gifts to perform certain signs, wonders, and miracles for a certain period of time until the Bible was completed in order to validate the message they were preaching about Christ. But once the Bible was completed by the last living apostle, John, who died right after that, I believe those miraculous gifts ceased. Why? There's no need for them. We have the completed canon of Scripture. And there are no modern-day apostles today, right? Who were personally chosen by the Lord, who, you know, were personally trained by the Lord, who were personal witnesses to the resurrected Lord. No, there aren't any modern-day apostles, right? Like the apostles back then. And again, these people who make these claims, like I said, look, if you... Okay, I'm not going to argue with you, Mr. Modern Day Healer. I'm not going to say that you don't have the power. Great, you say you have the power. Perfect. Like I said, forget the media, forget the marketing, forget the money. Go to Children's Hospital. Go to the hospital where my father-in-law is right now. Just empty the hospital. Heal everybody. Go do it. If you can perform modern day healings like Jesus and the apostles. No, these people are in it for the money. These people are in it to puff themselves up and make themselves look good. And it is a danger because it is, this movement is being empowered by the spirit of the Antichrist. And Jesus said it would happen. Paul confirmed it. And so, Christian, do not get sucked into this. Look, I know for me, a couple years ago, I had major back surgery. The Lord chose to allow me to go through that. I prayed, Lord, if it's your will, you know, that I don't have to go through major surgery. It wasn't the Lord's will. I went through it. I was laid up for 9 months before I could get back on a plane and fly to Croatia. But I have to tell you something. Those 9 months were so glorious. I had so much precious time with the Lord, so much time to study, so much time to pray, so much time to just slow down. So was it bad for me that I had to go through major surgery? No, it turned out to be great. So The Lord's will is perfect. Again, we pray for healing. But don't look to me to be the healer. Don't look to man to be the healer. Look to the Lord. And if the Lord's will, if it's the Lord's will to heal somebody physically, praise God. It's for God's glory. If it's the Lord's will not to, praise God. It's still for God's glory. Because Christian, whether the Lord heals you here on earth or not, don't sweat it. Because in heaven, you're perfectly healed. There's no sin, no suffering, no sorrow, no death, no diseases, and no charlatans like down here on earth who are claiming all they can heal. So either way, Christian, whether the Lord chooses according to his will to heal you down here, or if the Lord doesn't and just eventually brings you home, you're going to be healed. So save your money. Don't go to these events. Don't support these charlatans. Trust in the Lord. Trust in him for salvation. Trust in him for your sanctification. Trust in him for your glorification. And if you have to suffer here on earth through disease or whatever it may be, lean on the Lord. His grace is sufficient. And he can use you in your weakness to bring glory to his holy name. And that's why we're here. And so I hope that as we've studied this hot topic, this very hot topic that's going on today, I hope you understand the Lord is sovereign and his will is perfect. And whatever the Lord chooses to do, thank him, worship him, trust him, and bring him glory. Amen.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.